Test Tammuz, Monday the 11th of July, Rabbi Eli Brunner, is Pinchas Eliyahu Hanavi?
After Pinchas killed Zimri ben Solo and Cosme Bas Tzur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a bracha, and it says in Pasuk, L'chein emoi hinani, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, hinani noisen les b'ris yisholoim, v'hoi seloi lezal hacha b'ris kunas oilom. So, a Kohen, even though he does all the mitzvahs that the Yisrael does, as long as he doesn't do those mitzvahs which are mayuchad for him, he's missing that the midas of shleimus hanefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grades, says the Ksav Kabbalah, he grades the mitzvahs according to the value of each nefesh of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the tchunas hanefesh, that the character traits of the Kohen, is greater than an ordinary Yisrael, so he separated them from the rest of Klal Yisrael with more mitzvahs to accomplish. Pinchas, before he killed Zimri, his nefesh was of Yisrael, and he wouldn't have been able to accomplish any greater madrega. However, through the maaseh that he killed Zimri ben Solu in Kosher Bas Tzur, his nefesh steiged from Yisrael and changed to the nefesh of a Kohen. And that this could be the reason why we know Pinchas to be Eliyahu Novi, because since his nefesh changed from Yisrael to a Kohen, he changed even more to the nefesh of a Malach from a nefesh of a Kohen. The Yonas in Ben Uziel says on this posuk, "Va'vidne Malach Kayim v'chila alma le'mifsele gulosim b'soif hayomim," which loosely translates means, "Esa oisa Malach Kayim, I'll make him into a Malach Kayim la'at." He will be the one to come to Bimabasa when Mashiach will come. Now, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Kol hamazakis harabim ein chet bo'al yodoy, kol hamachtis harabim ein maspikim yodoy la'asis tshuva." So the Mishnah brings a marshal. Moshe zoch b'zikas harabim is chus harabim tola Moshe ne'ema tzitzkas Hashem also mishpotav b'miyisrael. Yerovam muschoyte machte. The Mishnah brings another pasuk. So, Feitzach the Kasha, why doesn't the Mishnah bring a raya from Pinchas? He was surely Mezakis Rabim. That Maisa Kanoas that he did, Befehesia, Berabim, surely must have been as great, if not greater, than what Moshe Rabbeinu did. So, as Kenev Shazain, one could say, because we find Rashi brings here off a not, that the Shvotu were Mavazim. They said, Reuven put his hair, she pita mavihim on Yagolim, so he's got it in his genes, he come from Yisro, Yisro was a top galach, and maybe he's also like that. So therefore, not all of them saw the tzidkus in Pinchas, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't want to bring a liar from Pinchas where some people could have had tainus. Mashem with Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody agreed per echot that he was a tzadik ador. In the pasuk we've got hinani noisen loy as brisi sholoim. So we find that the vav of sholoim is split. It's called the vav ketuah in the Sefer Torah. Whether I didn't look it up, whether if the vav is not split, if it's going to puzzle the Sefer Torah base, which I'm not sure about that. In any case, I once heard from an old Godel that many years later, after Yiftach, he made a neder. That's a ma'aseh nach. He made an edit that if he would win the war against Amoin, then the first person that would come out from his house would be a Kohen. It turned out to be his own daughter came out. So Yiftach could have gone to Pinchas, who was at the time he was the Kohen Gadol, to be Mati his neder. But Pinchas said, no, it's past finish. I'm a Kohen Gadol, and he should come to me. So he wasn't mevat on his covert. So because he wasn't mevat on his covert, the sholem is not complete. There's a chson in that vav. It's a little bit split. Kenef Shizayin, this might also be the time where we say Pinchas is Eliyahu Novi, and Pinchas, as we know, Eliyahu was soon to late him. It's shem that Eliyahu Novi, he's known as the Malach HaBris. He has to turn up at every bris because this is the tafkid of Eliyahu Novi. He has to be mechapa for this occasion when he had the opportunity to annul Yiftach's neder, only he didn't because he stood on his covert. The Medrash Rabbah brings a machlokes amaroim whether Eliyahu HaNovi comes from Shevet God or he comes from Shevet Binyamin. But al kol panim, we do see that Pinchas and Eliyahu were two different people. Because we know Pinchas came from Shevet Levi. Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKohen, and Aaron was the Kohen. Originally Moshe Ben was supposed to be the Kohen, but Lamai said they both come from the Shevet Levi. Is really Kohen and Levi is one Shevet. Chazal say Eliyahu Novi was never Toyam Tam Misa. He went straight into Gan Eden Chai. As it says, the Pasuk says there in Nevi'im, Vayal Eliyahu B'sar HaShemayim, Eliyahu went up B'sar HaShemayim, the heavens. The Yalkut Shimoni in Yecheskel brings that he is Kayim B'gufoi U'v'nafshoi. That means to say, he's alive, he's an ordinary man, he's a boss of Adam. And Horaya, the Gemara brings in Brochus, in the beginning of Brochus Nav Gimel, the Gemara brings there that Eliyahu Novi appeared B'gufoi to Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara took us away. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yossi. Pamachas ha'isim halach b'derech. I was once going on the way. V'nechnasti l'chul v'achas. And I went into a chul v'mechul v'zirishulayim. I went there, zot yamal l'spallot to dam. Bo Eliyahu zoch al ha'toib. Eliyahu Novi came. V'shom ani al ha'pesach. And he waited for me at the entrance of that chul v'achas. Ashi tziyamti tfilos until I finished my tfilah. V'achas tziyamti tfilos him. When I finished davening, Omali, so Eliyahu Novi said to me, Sholoi malecho rebi. V'omaltiloi, I told him back, Sholoi malecho rebi emoi. V'omali, so he said to me, Bini, mipnei ma nechnesa l'chuba. Why did you go into this chuba? V'omaltiloi, in his palo. So I said to him, I went into Dalam. V'omali, so he told me, hoi loch his palo badet. So come the Gemara is going into Ichas there. That's not the Ika. The point is that I want to bring out here that you see Eliyahu Novi was a boss of the Dom. He came and he appeared to Rabbi Yossi as an ordinary person. And the Gemara brings not a mice in Tainus that Eliyahu Novi appeared to Rabbi Broika. Again, you see that Eliyahu Novi is a boss of the Dom. Is a human being. The Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Kuf Beis was asked the following Shaila. What din has Ashes Eliyahu Novi got? The wife, the Rebbetzin of Eliyahu Novi. Likewise, the wife of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. On Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it also says that he was Nechnes Chai into Gan Eden. The Shaila is, are they the wives of Eliyahu Novi and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, respectively, are they allowed to marry someone else after their husbands die? We know, La Halacha, that a ish is only allowed to marry either if the husband dies or if the husband divorces her. Only then, that's the patur for the wife, she's free to marry whoever she wants. Zokta Tumas Hadeshen, that she is allowed to marry after Eliyahu Novi and Rabbi Shua and Levi go away from this world. Why? What's the raya? So he says, because the state in the Parshas Aroyos, in Parshas Achrei, the Pasuk says, V'isha she'yinaf es eishes ish, Asher yinaf es eishes re'ehu. So we see from here that the issa is dafke be eishes re'ehu. Dafke eishes re'ehu and not eishes amalach. And amalach is kule ruchni. It's a raya from the Tumas Hadeshen to come that Eliyahu Novi was a ruchni, wasn't the boss of Adam. The Samsofer in Chelek Vov, in Tshuva Simen Tzadikhez, he brings the following. He holds Beshitta, this is how Eliyahu Novi comes over to us. He says like this, Kishinira Eliyahu Bo'olam Hazeh, when Eliyahu Novi appears in Olam Hazeh, Misgala Be'echad Mishnei Afanim, he can come to us in one of two ways. Either B'tzur Ruchni, in a spiritual form, Bilti Levusha Begufoi, not clad in clothes as we are, L'moshel, as you find when he comes to Bismila, he doesn't come with nobody sees him there. He's there only beruach, only in spirit. And then, zotech samsoifa, v'dinoi oz kemes, he's got a din of a mess, upotem b'kola mitzvahs. Because if he's not a dober chai, if he's not a boss of a dom, he's potem for mitzvahs. Or, he says, he can be levush begufo, he can be dressed as an ordinary person, v'oz uchai b'mitzvahs, then he's chai b'mitzvahs like any other person in Yisrael. K'chol odem Yisrael, zotech samsoifa. V'chein, he adds, Nisgala l'chachmei ha-Talmud, that's how he appeared to the Amoraim, as we saw the Gemara in Brochus to Rabbi Yossi, he appeared. V'chein, Yisgala l'osin lovay. L'osin lovay b'mher of Yomeinu is going to come to us b'lvush boss of Adam. Now, the Novi in Malachi, the famous Haftarah from Shabbos HaGodol, He writes there, Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Es Elio Anovi Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGod Lebanoyo. So we see from here, the Novi Malachi took on, that Elio Anovi is going to come Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGod Lebanoyo. If he's going to come one day before Mashiach, or 3 days before Mashiach, is again a Machloik Yisachroinim, when he's going to come. Plus the fact, Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGod Lebanoyo is not Muskim, not everybody says that refers to the Mashiach. The Metzudas Dover takes on the Malachi that it refers to the Yoyim HaGmur, the Yoyim HaDir. The Gemara in Elevin, Daf Mem Gimel, says that Elio HaNovi won't come Erev Shabbos and he won't come Erev Yom Tov. Why not? Bifnei Torah, Erev Shabbos people are busy making cholent and kigel. We've got no time to be mekab upon him, Elio HaNovi. Likewise, Erev Yom Tov, we're also busy making, putting up Elevin. We've got no time to be mekab Elio HaNovi. The Nafka Minna Lemaiso, what difference does it make when he'll come or not? So the Gemara says there is a Nafka Minna. If somebody is Mekabal on himself Nazirus, he says, Hareini Nozir, I want to be a Nozir, Begoim She Ben David Bo, on the day that the Ben David will come, Zokti Gemara, he would be allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he doesn't need to be choishesh that maybe Elio HaNovi had come beforehand to the Beis HaGadol and he doesn't know about that yet, that Mashiach might have come, because Elio HaNovi will not come Erev Shabbos and will not come Erev Yom Tov. The Gemara is Mesupik on the same Omer there, whether or not Elio HaNovi can come on Shabbos. Because as a Shaila, we know you're not allowed to go more than 2,000 Amas, Aparim Amas, Tchum, horizontally, on land. The Shaila is there Tchiesh Tchum in Lamala or not? Is there such a thing as Eliyahu Elion is going to come up, that heaven is far higher than 2,000 Amas? So the Shaila is, do we see Yesh Tchum in Lamala or not? The Gemara leaves that as a Shaila. We know Eliyahu Novi, the Gemara brings very, very often Teiku. After we had Shilas in the Gemara, the famous Gemara in the beginning about Metziah Shlam Eifs and Metanis, the Gemara says there, the Gemara says Yuniach Achiyov Elio, and very often the Gemara says Teiku. Teiku is normally translated to be a Rosh Tevis for Tishbi, Yetaretz, Kushis, Veboyes. Why punk Tishbi? Plenty other Malochim, plenty other Nevi'im. There's Yishaya Novi, Yirmiya Novi, Cheskelon, and what's the Yichus from Tishbi? Elyonovi, Zokhti Abishai Fierst, he was the Vina Lov before the war, before the Second World War, Zechet Sadi Melchon. So Abishai Fierst, he says an interesting word, Tishbi, the word Tishbi itself is Neutrikin. Tishbi, Shilas, Boyes, Yitaretz. The word Tishbi itself. Tishbi is the name of place, Elyonovi came from Tishbi. Now, Bizman Azeh, nowadays, we make all different Zichroinas for Elyonovi. L'moshel at the Bris Mila, we put away a chair, a special chair, we call it the Kisei Shel Elio HaNovi, and that's called the Malach HaBris. Why do we call Elio HaNovi the Malach HaBris? What's happens being there, Malach Elio HaNovi? Shteit in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Chof Tes. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer Godla, Blosman Hukunus, was a Tana. He writes there as follows, Kishenechle ki Yisrael lebeis mamlochis, when Klal Yisrael was split into two kingdoms, Malchi Yisrael and the Malchi Yehuda, Monu Malchi Sefraim lasis mila. The Malchi Sefraim, that chelek in Klal Yisrael, didn't want to do a bris mila. They, and on another occasion, they also caused a bit of trouble for Moshe Rabbeinu. They left Mitzrayim before the rest of Klal Yisrael did. Omad Eliyahu v'kina kina gedoilo. Eliyahu he got up and he was mekana agrisi kina. When Nishvan Hashemayim, he swore by heaven, Shelo Elohoyu Itano Mot Al Oretz, that no dew or rain should come down on earth. Veshoma Izevel, Izevel, she was a klafter, she was the wife of Achov, she heard this, the shvur that Elio HaNovi made, Ubishelages Elio, she wanted to kill Elio HaNovi. V'omala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went over to Elio and said to him, Chayecho, I swear by your life, Kaviyochol, She'ena Yisroel Oisim Bris Mila Asha Aturoya Be'enecho. Klal Yisroel are not going to make a bris until you're going to be there. So that's the idea why the Malach HaBris is Davka Elio HaNovi, because of this Maisa. Motzei Shabbos, we have the minig, we say many Zmiris and Piyutim, and we mentioned there Eliyahu Novi. I just recently saw a sefer that there's a scholar to say Eliyahu 52 times, his gematria, and that brings greatest scholars for the ganze Woche. If you say 52 times, Eliyahu Novi, the word Eliyahu. And why do we say punkt all these mirrors Motze Shabbos? Ich weiß nicht, why not Monday night, Tuesday night? What is the yichus in Motze Shabbos? So, the state in the Levush, in Eure Chaim, in Simen, Reish Tzadi Ches, because since the Gemara says in Mem Gimel, in Erevin, that Eliyahu Novi can't come on Shabbos, because there's a chashash there of Yesh Trum in Lamala, so the closest possible time that he can come is Motze Shabbos. So we mention Eliyahu Novi that in Dame Schus, by seeing the Zemirs and the Piyutim, we make a chonos to meet him. The Maril writes, the famous minig that we have by the Seder Pesach, the minig is to pour out a special kos, which is Meyuchot Ve'Eliyahu Novi. There are other places where they don't even bother locking the doors, say the Banach, because we are Maimin B'Neim Aminim, that Eliyahu Novi comes to every Yiddish Seder, and he is a Shoyme, he is a Shmir on Yiddish homes that celebrate the Seder. The minig is we do say Shema, but Hamapil, people don't say with all the other psukim that's not said. The Mishnah says in Sof Idyas, Ein Eliyahu Novi bo, loy letame, veloy letaya, veloy lerachik, veloy lekarev, ela las shalom boilam. The tafkid of Eliyahu Novi is to come along and to make shalom in the world. Shalom ben ish leishtoi, shalom ben of vovois, shalom ben ish lereyu, and shalom ben umois and chaliso. I once heard about 25 years ago, Reb Shmuel Rosenschlitter, the Baal Shevet Halevi, was in London, and he spoke in Stamford Hill in 69. At the time there was a big period between two sects of Chassidim. If he didn't mention them, I'm not going to mention them. And he said that on that occasion there's no reason that there should be any machlokes amongst Klal Yisrael. And he brought this mission in Sof Idyas that Ein Eliyahu Novi bo loy letameve loy letaheve loy lerachive loy lekarev ela las shalom boilam. And he asked the Moedei Kekasha in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Zvochim Dav Kuf Aleph loy niskai in Pinchas ad shehora gezimri. Pinchas never became Kohen Gadol only till after he killed Zimri ben Solomon and Cosby Bastur. And Mineu Bey, the Gemara says a few lines later on the same Omer, Lo Niskain Pinchas, Ach also Shalom Ben Ashvatim. Later on, Bisman Yeshua, through the Goyal Dorim Metumim, it was Pinchas who sorted out which part of Eretz Yisrael each Shevet should get. So he asked the Kasha, how do we know when Pinchas killed Zimri Ben Solomon and Cosmi Bastur, he did it L'Shem Shemaim? Maybe he was a Vildachaya. Horaya, he had it in his genes, as we said before. His Zeder was Yisroi. Yisroi was Mafatim to avoid the Zohar. So maybe he also was a wilder mensch. What's the right that he did it L'Shem Shemaim? The Teretz is that if a Kanoi can bring his Maise Kanois, can result in Sholem, then you know that Huva Dovar Mafreya retroactively years back that whatever he did must have been L'Shem Shemaim. And since we find that Pinchas later on Bisman Yeshua made Sholem Bein Ashvotim, is a raya huva dovan amafreya that Maise Kanois by killing Zimri Ben Solomon Kozvi Bastur must have been Neshem Shemai. Because if it wouldn't have resulted in Sholem, then you could question Pinchas' Maise, very basic if he did it Neshem Shemai. But Heyois, it resulted in Sholem, so Huva Dovel Mafreya that Maise Kanois, he must have done Neshem Shemai. So he said that at the time he said that Yiddish Kinder tons of Nishkriegen, it doesn't matter if there is a Litvisha, a Ungarisha, a Belza, a Vishnitsa, Nishkanach Kemina, we're all there, Be'er Hashem. It doesn't matter, he said, if you go with your hat up or if you go with your hat down, you go with a long jackal or a short jackal, you're Yiddish Kinder tons of Nishkriegen. The Novi says in Malachi, Brisi itoi hachayim behasholem. That means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this bris shalom, hineni nois and nois bris shalom to Pinchas. Now when the Pasuk says brisi itoi hachayim hasholem, hasholem versteht man, because it says hineni nois and nois bris shalom. But where's the chayim? So maybe we could say that if we take on that Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNovi, and therefore Eliyahu HaNovi is Chai V'Kayim L'Ad, he never died, as it says, where he went up, V'Yalav Azar HaShemayim, that's what the Novi Malachi means, Chaim. B'risi Itoi HaChaim V'HaSholem. So the Ebeshel Helfen Yerotzen, she's Gal Alone Bimheir Bimenu, Elyonovi should come to us Bimheir Bimenu, she see the Tipneshir Tukenu, we should see Tria Samesim, and Binyabes and Midash Dorachim Geroilim Bimheir Bimenu Amen.